This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. Sylvia McNair is a Grammy Award-winning singer who's just as comfortable in the opera and classical world as she is with Broadway and cabaret repertoire. Early in her career, she spent some time singing with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra under the baton of Robert Shaw. I recently talked with McNair about her early years working with the maestro and how that had shaped her as a musician.
If it hadn't been for Robert Shaw, I would probably be pouring coffee in upstate New York somewhere trying to, you know, I'd be a wannabe singer. But Mr. Shaw came to Indiana University when I was a student here, and he conducted the Bach B minor Mass, and I was chosen to be the soprano soloist for that. And he, you know, in that setting, we got to work together. I guess he liked what he heard, because based on that, he started hiring me quite often, not only with the Atlanta Symphony, but with every orchestra he conducted.
Not a month goes by that I don't encounter someone who sang under, played under, somehow worked with Robert Shaw, and they always remember, you know, pearls of wisdom or stories that he told.
Yes, I would. You know, some people think that Mr. Shaw was at least as much a philosopher and a theologian as he was a musician. He didn't just bring music. I mean, he was a civil rights leader, and he wanted to take music into the public schools and take it to the people. One of the best things Mr. Shaw ever said to me, he heard something in my singing, I think, that bothered him, and he said to me, "Don't push." And he said it just like that, "Don't push. My dear, don't push." But you know, in two words, he nailed one of my weaknesses. I don't have a huge voice. I never had a big voice. I did what I did with things other than, you know, an enormous sound.
The wonderful recordings, especially with the ASO that you've made over the years. Do two or three performances come to mind that have special places in your heart?
I think the ASO recordings that come to the top of my mind as high points. Well, the Poulenc Gloria. I mean, I was still a student.
Were you really?
I was still a student at Indiana University when Mr. Shaw had me perform and record the Poulenc Gloria with the ASO and the chorus. So, and that was like my first big deal classical music recording. And also I remembered recording the Beethoven Missa Solemnis with him. Now, the Missa Solemnis wasn't something I would agree to do with any other conductor but Mr. Shaw, because usually that soprano part is cast with a much larger voice than mine. But remember, I was working with the conductor who said, "Don't push."
Right.
So I was able to sing the soprano line in the Missa Solemnis with my voice and the way I was able to do it. And he was happy about that.
What legacy do you believe Robert Shaw has left?
Anytime someone redefines how something gets done and encourages people to rise to that newly established level, that's a legacy. That's a legacy. But I think, you know, maybe one of the things that will be most remembered about Mr. Shaw is how he used music for the greater purpose, which was to bring equality and bring hope. He wanted to take music and make it serve humanity. I think that's going to be his greatest legacy.
My colleague Mike Johns produced that interview. Soprano Sylvia McNair there, speaking with me from the studios of WFIU in Indiana. She'll be performing at All Saints Episcopal Church in Atlanta for their anniversary gala tonight. For more information, visit wabe.org/citycafe.